The second phase of the revolution, February 11th, 2019. Thanks to the enemy's sanctions, it taught everyone to rely on domestic capacities, and this unfolded a source of great blessings. Firstly, it guaranteed the stability and security of the country, the territorial integrity, and the protection of the borders, which were targeted by the enemy's serious threats, and gave rise to the miracle of victory in the Eight-Year War, leading to the defeat of the Ba'athist regime and its American, European, and Eastern supporters. Secondly, it acted as the country's engine in the developing field of science and technology, and in creating the vital economic and constructional infrastructures which continue to grow more prevalent day by day. Several thousands of knowledge enterprises, several thousands of infrastructure and necessary projects for the country in the areas of civil engineering and transportation, industry, power, mining, healthcare, agriculture, and water. Millions of university graduates or students, thousands of colleges and universities throughout the country, dozens of big projects such as the nuclear fuel cycle, stem cells, nanotechnology, biotechnology, and etc., all ranking among the top of the world, developing 60 times more non-oil exports and nearly 10 times more industrial units.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The quality of the industrial sector advanced tens of times more than before. The industry that only relied on assembling and montage was transformed into domestic technology. In various engineering disciplines, including the defense industry's, visible prominence was observed. Achievements were made in the critical fields of medicine and position of authority in it, and dozens of other examples of progress are the outcomes of that morale, as well as the social involvement and the collective feeling that the revolution granted to the country. Before the revolution, Iran had zero production of science and technology. It had no capability in the industry except for assembling, and no ability in science except for translation of other works.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for